3, 2, 1, and welcome in everybody to the Soulful Redemption Podcast. I am your host, JC. Today's title of the podcast is Unveiling Divine Forgiveness, Embracing Hope and Healing in Today's World. So welcome in everybody. I hope everybody's having a great day. It is currently 11:26 in LA. It's 7:15 of 2023. And let me tell you, today was not a great day for me. I was struggling to even record this and even get this out and try to push this out today. It was just one of those days where I felt very, very sluggish and it was hard for me to get motivated. I couldn't really think straight, if that makes any sense. So today's podcast is really going to be just me trying to get back into this. It's been a while. Since I've been on here, I know a few of you have been asking about my podcast, and I just, you know, been very, very lazy, I'm not going to lie. And as of right now, I'm actually a little bit nervous recording this, but we will carry on and we'll try to do our best for today's episode. I really do appreciate those that coming in and checking out my podcast. It really means a lot to me. I hope everybody is doing well. So, how I want to start this off. Forgiveness through God. Now, forgiveness for me has been a very, very important subject and a very important topic. I've been preaching about forgiveness for the past year and a half, almost two, really trying to encourage people to go out there and forgive. Now, the importance about forgiveness, I believe, is one of the key things and key factors that we need to have in our lives. The resentment that we hold against people really, really does mess things up. It does create this this chain effect that happens, that once someone gets hurt or someone does something against somebody, it could that it can cause very deep harm, and it could cause a whole generation of trauma within people. And especially even in the midst of the current global challenges that we live in today, especially how hard the world it is today. You know, I go back and forth talking about how back in the day seemed a little bit easier, today's time seemed harder, or back then seemed harder and today seems easier. I guess it's really on a perspective of how you see it and what angle you want to look at it. The times that I'm living in right now has been very difficult for me. But that's obviously through a list of just not having proper tools and not having both of my parents alive really, really made it hard for me to understand and get to the level that I am right now. So the first segment I want to touch on is the nature of forgiveness. Now, there's a Bible verse that I want to share with you guys that I have here. And it goes like this. And this is from the King James Version, which is funny. I actually came across another Bible today, another King James Version. It's actually really nice. If you guys follow my Instagram, I will post a picture on there if you guys want to check it out. But I came across, this would be my second Bible. And funny enough, because I haven't even read the first Bible, yet alone I got two now of them. But one is has the red letters, which is the red edition, which has Yeshua's words in red. This one I don't believe it does, so it's interesting. So the verse goes like this: "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." This is Matthew 6:14. Now this one really resonated with me because this is how I came to learning about God and God's forgiveness and how important it is. My relationship with my parents was very difficult. I had a struggle of loving my parents. And this went for both of them, my mom and my father. And I had this resentment towards them that I could not forgive them. I just had this hatred. And sometimes I didn't even understand why it is that I had this hatred towards them. It was just like I needed to. And obviously it did not help with my mom instigating and telling me to hate my father even more. So that became a battle with me, of understanding where my anger, my resentment, my emotions, my sadness, my depression was really coming from and where it was generating. I'm 32 years old now, and it took me about 30 years to realize these things. So as I started to get on my journey with God and discover God, I realized that learning the story about Yeshua and why he came on here to this earth to forgive us for our sins, it really started to click to me. As people started explaining it to me, it really made sense to why God forgives us through grace and mercy. And I just could not, in the beginning, it didn't make sense. I had gone to therapy, I had done antidepressants, I had done all these things to try to see what was going on with me and really figure it out. And I could not understand it. Nobody ever broke it down in the sense of, hey, you need to go and forgive your parents. Go and do that. When someone told me that, with a person, Jesse Lee Peterson is who I got this advice from, it just all made sense. It started clicking in my mind, and it made me understand that who am I to have hatred towards my parents? Who am I to think that I am better than them? And that's when it started clicking on me. I was like, I need to forgive them because I understand that they didn't purposely do these things to hurt me. Now, I understand that this battle between parents is not an easy one. And I know that there's some parents out there that have done some horrible things. And you may think it's very hard to forgive. But I encourage you to find a way when the time is right. When the time is proper. Go and forgive your mother or your father or anybody, whoever has hurt you and you hold resentment towards. The power of God's forgiveness. Now, God's forgiveness can bring healing, restoration, and hope to individuals and communities. I really do believe that when you're going through this journey and you're figuring it out and you're understanding of how important it is to forgive those that trespass against us and hurt us and do wrong against us, it's not easy. I struggle with it still from time to time. I am not a perfect person. I make my mistakes. And it's really, really hard for me to, let things go sometimes. Surrendering, letting go has been one of the most difficult things starting this journey and trying to, move away from having this anger, because I do believe that it's not normal to have this anger that, one, you can't really identify, or there's no really motivations to why these things are happening or why you get this anger. It just happens abruptly, and even for the smallest things we'd be getting angry for, and it's very interesting. Now, here's another verse that I want to share with you that regards God's forgiveness and healing and restoring individuals and communities. The verse goes like this. This is from the King James Bible verse. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Daniel 9:9. So again, it comes back to how God, despite how bad we are on this planet, despite doing all these horrendous things in this world, he still is willing to forgive us. He's still willing to give us another chance. And he's still willing to listen to us and understand us. He knows that we're going to make these mistakes. And so that's why he gave us this opportunity through Yeshua, who was the ultimate sacrifice. So we didn't have to dwell on these things. So we didn't have to worry about always messing up. He knows we're going to mess up. And that's why we are saved through grace, not by works. People think that they have to go through works and they have to go to church, they have to read the Bible, they have to do all these things in order to have this bliss or this thing of, you do all these things, you're going to go to heaven. And it just doesn't work that way. At least from my knowledge and from my understanding of reading the Bible and getting to know the Word of God. And there's little nitpicks that you can pick of the people, so many denominations between Christians, Orthodox, Presbyterian, Seventh-day, I believe, Evangelist. I don't even know if I'm saying that right or not, but it can get very confusing. And I do believe that once you surrender to God, he will put the things in front of you. Like, I have never come across Bibles ever in my life. Now all of a sudden I'm seeing them everywhere, but that could be obviously because I've gotten into listening and understanding the Word of God, so maybe that's why it's just being more apparent. And it's like that saying goes, like, when you want that car or you're dreaming of that one car that you want, or this one particular thing, and then you see it everywhere. Like, I remember when we got our first car, my grandmother's car, the Xterra, before we got the car, I kept seeing Xterras everywhere. It was just crazy. It's like, it just knows that that's what you want. So God will put these things in your life to, you know, guide you and push you towards the right direction. That's if you want to. And that, I think that's the beauty of it, is the fact that you're able to have that choice and have that ability to make those decisions. Either you live with God or you live separate from God. And I had the ability and the blessings to see both sides. My mom reject God and my father accept God. And it really did put things in perspective of how one should live their lives. God calls to forgive. Now, one of the things that I've noticed is I think that's the main message. There's so many stories of who king this, and where did they reign, and how long did they reign, and there's so many, you know, stuff that comes in the Bible, but I really strongly believe that forgiveness is the main key of it. And when you seek forgiveness, it opens up again so many avenues, so many things, so many ability to learn to do things, and it just blows my mind of like how it's happened for me, and it's opened up this whole new world of perspective of how I see life. Now here's another verse that I want to share with you guys talking about this, and it goes like this from the King James Version: "And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgive you." So again, one of the most things that have like stuck out to me, and this really meant a lot to me, was I believe Yeshua says this. I could be wrong, but I believe he says that the master is no better than the servant, nor the servant nor better than the master. And one of the things that stuck out with me while reading the four gospels was when Yeshua was cleaning the feet of his disciples. Now, this is supposed to be, inherently, some people believe this is God in human form. Now, why, if I'm a God, right, why would I go out of my way to clean my servant's feet? Like, it just blew my mind, like, that concept or that understanding of, despite being so great and wonderful, he still comes down to our level to meet us and connect with us on that level. He doesn't have to. None of this is obligatory. Is that a right word? None of this is an obligation for God to do. But yet he still does it despite the things that are going on in this world and the evil that we see. And that was Ephesians 4:32. Now, the journey to forgiveness has been, you know, a very difficult one. Again, and when I say the forgiveness is not for them. The forgiveness is not so they can feel better. Not so your mom can feel better. Not so your dad or your brother or your aunt or uncle. It's not for them. The forgiveness is for yourself and for God. So once you go and forgive, if you go and forgive and they say anything, or they don't, if they say something, great. If they don't say anything, great. If they fall down and die, great. It should be all the same. Again, I didn't have the opportunity to go and forgive my parents personally. By the time I realized this, it was already too late for me. My mom and my dad already had passed away. So I didn't have that ability to go confront them and say, "Hey mom, hey dad, I'm sorry for resenting you guys and having resentment towards you guys." And it was mainly my mom pushing me away from my father and my father not protecting me from my mom. And when I realized that, it just, again, all made sense to me. And it really changed my life from there, that moment on. Because I had to go through God and ask for forgiveness in hopes that he's able to let them know that I forgive them, both my mother and my father. Now, it's a difficult one with my mother because I don't know I say I don't know, but I don't know if she really believed in God in that aspect, and if she had the good news told to her. I believe she did, but towards the end she was very godless and was pushed away far from God, and it really was difficult to see that. And I didn't have my father. I wasn't present. I was present for my mother, but not for my father, and it was very difficult for me. It really did plague my mind a lot, and it really bothered me in the sense that I kind of envied people that had their parents, and they would talk about their parents, my dad this and my mom that, and just complaining. And I'm like, man, you should be grateful that your parents are complaining. You should be thankful that your parents care. It's not always they're not there to really. I know that there's parents that do bad things, but I would say majority of parents don't have a malice intent behind their children. They're not trying to make them suffer and have them go through all of these things. I genuinely believe that they don't. I believe that they make mistakes, and sometimes they don't know how to handle it. They don't know how to go about it. They don't know how to do things. We're all learning. We're all growing. So I would like for you to reflect on this, and I have a question for you guys if you're listening. Have you ever experienced the healing power of forgiveness in your own life, and how did it impact you? I want you to really think about that. Have you ever experienced the healing power of forgiveness in your own life, and how did it impact you? Because it definitely changed my life moving forward and forgiving my parents and forgiving everybody that hurt me, because it wasn't even parents, it was relationships, family. All of these things carries over in your life if you have that resentment. Either you walk through the door of resentment or you walk through the door of forgiveness. Now, as the final segment of this podcast is extending forgiveness to others. And I'm going to read you another Bible verse that goes along with what I'm talking about. KJV. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until seven times seven. And this is Matthew 8:21-22. So what I really believe that this is talking about, this verse, is that if you're forgiving somebody, it doesn't, like, I genuinely believe, again, people are going to make mistakes. They may be, you know, sorry about one incident, and then they do it again, and they do it again. They have that thing where people say, oh, you forgive, but you don't forget, you know? And I genuinely believe that you shouldn't do that. If you're forgiving, you're forgetting. Again, easier said than done, right? I know there's been instances where people have done some horrible, horrendous things to people. Now, how can I forgive them and all that stuff? But I think that's just trying to kill the ego. Again, we are no better than anybody in this world. We all make mistakes. We all fall short of the glory of God. And once you understand that and see that, I do genuinely believe that things will start to make sense. So, I would say in conclusion, everything that I've talked about so far right now about, you know, embracing forgiveness through God as a means of finding healing, peace, and reconciliation. I'm sorry, I'm probably butchering that. I believe that once you start to forgive, things will start to fall in place. Life will start to make sense. I encourage you to read the Bible. I encourage you to go to church. Again, these things are not obligations, but these are things that I encourage people to do. And go out there and see it for yourself. I can share my testimony and my short story with you guys, but in all reality, don't believe in Yeshua or God because I say so. Inherently, it has to come from you. wanting to go and forgive has to come from you, and it only can come from you after you realize and experience life. So I encourage you to go out there, forgive the people that hurt you, family, brother, sister, friend, the neighbor. All of these things are very important for you to have a better life in this world. And I'll only be saying this if I didn't think, the only reason why I'm saying this is because I think that this genuinely is the key to life. And I really hope that you guys realize that and see that over time. So on the last, I have two more things. So one, I'm going to be sharing a song for the week. One song that I think is and you know, some songs will be Christian, some songs will be secular. I know the whole debate between secular and worldly music and stuff like that. I am not a person of believing that if you listen to secular music, you're going to hell. I generally don't believe that, but I know how certain people could get, and you know, that's another debate for another time. So, my song for the week is going to be I literally just found this song. And it's a really good one. Need a Favor by Jelly Roll. Need a Favor by Jelly Roll. This song is I think it would fall under like a Christian country song, but it's a great song. The title in itself, Need a Favor, is really good. I hope you guys go and search the song and listen to it. If you do, please let me know your thoughts thoughts on the show and thoughts on the song as well. And I'm gonna end with a current topic that was going around recently, and it's that movie called I think it's Sound of Freedom. It's been getting a lot of controversy. I've seen a lot of things about it over, you know, TikTok, Instagram, social media. And one of the things that was interesting that stood out to me was the fact that the movie, I guess they were trying to push other movies, and those other movies didn't make as much money on the box office as that movie. And this movie is a very touchy subject. It has to do with trafficking of, you know, little kids. I don't know if I could say that. I really don't know if I can say this or not. But, you know, human trafficking, it's a very, very touchy subject. And it's really sad. It's really scary. It really just goes to perspective of showing how the world is really evil and the things that are evil in this world. So I haven't seen the movie yet. I'm waiting until it's available for me to watch it. I'm not a person that goes to the movie theaters often like that. But if it came down to it, I probably would want to go see that movie in theaters if I had the opportunity. But I recommend you go check this out. Oh, and what I was going to say is that there is this law, because I live in California, there's this law that the criminalization of human trafficking got diminished. I guess there is this law that was trying to push human trafficking to be like an ultimate, you know, sin or an ultimate like evil thing that you do, and you can get, you know, life or the death penalty for it. But I believe California rejected that, and it's crazy how certain, you know, I don't know exactly what laws, but other laws that are less criminal and less, you know, like stealing and stuff like that, has more of a penalty than human trafficking. You know, when I believe human trafficking is probably one of the most vile things that you can possibly do on this earth. And it really had me thinking of like how it is to live in certain countries and certain states where certain things are passed here and certain things are not passed in other places. I love this country. I love the fact that I live in America, but there has been a lot of disappointing things, and it really does discourage, you know, me from wanting to, you know, live here. And there's been places where I've, you know, wanted to go and really visit and stuff like, or live actually, but only time will tell. And if God is willing for me to move out of California, that will happen. So I'm reaching the 25 minute mark here on the podcast. I really do appreciate you if you stood through the whole episode and hung out with me. It really means a lot. This will be the very first episode of this season of 2023, and I'm hoping to do more if God is willing. I'm going to end this with a small little prayer, and then I'll end the podcast there. Heavenly Father, really understand that there is good people out there and want to do right by you, Lord, and want to live the way that Christ lived for you and did the things that Christ did for you. A lot of us get encouraged, and I think some of us, you know, take it to the stream. But Heavenly Father, I ask you that you bless everybody listening to this podcast. Bless everybody that I care about and even the ones that I don't. Give me the strength and give us the strength to continue to live right by you, Lord. It is not an easy path, but you're the one that gives us all the tools that we need to in order for us to continue on that path and continue to work on being a better human and have a better society and a better community within everywhere that we are. Thank you so much for blessing us and giving us grace and forgiving us, Father, when we do not deserve it. And I encourage everybody that is listening to continue to pray and have faith and don't lose it. In Jesus' name, in the name of Yeshua, amen. Goodbye, everybody.